Friends, let's begin the next chapter of our subject, Materials and Equipment Management in Healthcare Organizations. Chapter number 6, and the name of the chapter is Stores Department in Hospitals. Already we have discussed in chapter number 1, the organization chart of the materials management, and in that we have discussed. But in this chapter, we'll put some more light on the subject about the functioning of stores department in hospitals. The stores function is a vital part of all hospitals. The store is the center of activities of materials in motion. The main objectives of the stores function is to provide efficient service to all operating functions of the hospital. Responsibilities of stores function are identification, receipt, inspection, affixing the barcode, automatic entry of quantity, expiry date, etc. in the computer software on the basis of the supplier's invoice, then storage, stock control, issues, and dispatch. Stock records, stores accounting, stock taking, disposal of non-moving, slow-moving, and near-expiry items. Now, let us see the main stores. The main store supplies materials to all other stores in the hospital. Materials are accepted by the store through a delivery challan, which is stamped as received. Before accepting them, items are inspected, and those which are damaged and which are rejected are returned to the supplier. Materials are issued against a material requisition slip. In the stores, items are arranged department-wise with barcodes, numeric codes for item groups. Twice a week, the stock levels of items in the radiology, nephrology, cardiology, laboratory services, housekeeping departments, these are sent to the purchase department. Planning of hospital stores. Now we will see the various stores. Hospital stores may be planned according to the nature of stores. First, medical and drug stores. These consist of emergency drugs, general drugs, special drugs, medical gases, chemicals, and so on. Medical and drug stores. Then surgical stores. These stores, you know, bandages required for first aid, gauzes, sutures, instruments and equipment, rubber goods, glass items, cotton and general surgical items. All these surgical items are stored in surgical stores. And all the medicines and drugs are stored in medical and drug stores. Next is cath lab and OT stores. What they do? These stores receive materials from the main store. Then they are open for 2 shifts in a day. The stock of materials is taken on a daily basis. But what they do? The cath lab and OT stores prepare trays for each case requisitioned, ready for the operation, ready for the requirement of OT. That they do. Prepare trays for each case requisitioned. Each tray has a collection of items as per the orders of the concerned surgeon or doctor. Then general stores. The items of general stores are cleansing materials like soaps, detergents, enamel wares, wall and general furniture, small electric items and so on. Then linen stores. We discuss the importance of linen. Linen stores include textiles, synthetic fabric, woolen articles, furnishings. Then stationery stores, all the stationery items including medical forms, documents and papers for medical documentation, etc. Then dietary store, we have discussed diet. We have discussed dietary, the importance of dietary. We have discussed raw materials like vegetables, fruits, tinned items, dry rations are dietary stores items. Then engineering and maintenance, MRO. It consists of spare parts of civil, electrical, mechanical and electronic items. Duties of the storekeeper. The items on store should be placed in such a way that these can be easily located to ensure the availability of products. Retrieval. That means it should be very easy to find any item required at any time. That is the system, store system. Then to maintain the store's premises neat and clean, it should not be haphazard. It should not be, you know, in a bad state of affairs. Then to maintain the store's premises neat and clean, adequate storage and preservation should be provided. Then to ensure that materials are issued against the authorized requisitions, to keep up the up-to-date record of materials issued, received and balance in stock. Storekeeper is the custodian of stores and is responsible for its safety and security. What is safety and security? Security means pilferage, you know, theft. He should protect the stores against that. Then duties of medical officer in charge stores, who is a little upper grade than the storekeeper. He should be responsible for projection of budgetary requirements. What is required in future for the stores? For example, cabinets. For example, any other equipments required for stores. Planning and execution of stock checking activities. It is very necessary. The items for which minimum stock is not available. The items for which maximum stock is exceeded. Unnecessarily, items are pouring in and inventory is going up. For all this is, he is responsible. Communicate the purchase department about requirements. Whatever is required by the stores for store's own requirement plus other things, he should inform the purchase department. Then help in standardization and variety reduction. Very important, standardization of various materials. Variety reduction, that means unnecessarily too much variety of material should not be there. So, like a manager's duty. Then minimize obsolescence, minimize surplus scrap through proper codification, preservation and handling. Coordination with other departments for various stores function activities including demand forecasting, which is important for stores. Thank you.